So these things come around once a year, these birthdays, right? Once a year, the celebration comes up, and each time we've had one, this is our third one, each time we've had one, I go, I can't believe how quickly the last year has gone. And then I start to think back about all of the incredible things that have happened through this church in the last year, and I get really, really excited. Because I think, I regularly wake up and say, I can't believe this is actually happening. I can't believe this is what happened. Because when I was a kid, I dreamt of this church. I just didn't know that's what I was dreaming about. I didn't know this was the community I was dreaming about because I was part of a church early on and I never had this sort of community. I didn't have this sort of church. I didn't have this sort of place. So I dreamt of a community that someday I would be part of that would include all people. Everybody was welcome, no matter who you are. I dreamt of a community that would care for one another, that would want to know your name, as Basil said from the Cheers song, right? Where everybody wants to know your name. I dreamt of that community, and I longed for that community. God brought that dream, I think, to me, even though I didn't know that restoration was what it would end up being. But I dreamt, and I longed for this. And I want to start today by simply saying thank you. Thank you for being the church. Thank you for transforming people's lives. Thank you for caring so deeply about people. And frankly, thank you very selfishly for bringing my dream to life. Thank you for doing that. Amy came to me a few months ago and she said, I have an idea for our third birthday. She said, wait for it. If you know Amy, that's how most ideas start. Wait for it. She said, the three ring circus. Right, third birthday, three rings, you get where she was coming from. And what you know about me, if you work with me at all, is that my response to things shows up very quickly on my face. There's not a lot of pondering, there's not a lot of thinking. You know right away what I'm feeling about something. I don't hide it well. And when she brought this idea to me, frankly, I was so excited about it. Celebrating this thing called restoration with the circus, because we're a little like a circus. This church is a little like a circus, and here's why. Here's why. When people talk about us outside in the community, they don't know exactly how to talk about us. Well, they meet in that school, right? They're helping people all the time. Anybody can go there. I mean, these are things that literally people tell me when I'm out on the street and I run into people and I say, yeah, I'm with Restoration Church. They're like, oh, you're that church. Right? It's kind of like the circus. You don't know exactly how to explain it. You simply know that it's a place that people want to be. It's not, frankly, what a lot of people say about the church in the 21st century. But people say, I don't know what they're doing, but I want to be there. So I started thinking about this idea. What would I have to say about restoration in a sermon that was similar to the circus? Because I like to try to bring the theme together. And a few months ago, our son Jackson had read the book Wonder, which is an excellent book. And he really wanted to go see the movie. So we went to see the movie. And in the previews for the movie was the previews for The Greatest Showman, the new circus movie about P.T. Barnum that was coming out. Now, I have to tell you, the critics do not love this movie. But the critics are wrong. Okay, it is an excellent movie, and I want to encourage you to go see it if you haven't. And I promise I won't give away too much today, but I did want to show you the trailer so that you could see where some of this is coming from. Check this out.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
I am not a stranger to the dark.
You're still just the tailor's boy.
Hide away.
Better luck with your next job.
Those people will never accept us.
This isn't the life I promised you. Not even close.
But I have everything I want.
Girls, I think I've had an idea.
Look out, 'cause here I come.
Putting together a show.
It's a place where people can see things they've never seen before.
Okay.
Who's that?
And what is your act?
I don't have an act.
Everyone's got an act.
People aren't gonna like it if you put us on stage.
No, I'm counting on it.
Well, I believe those are the words of a scoundrel.
A showman. Miss Lynn, just a showman.
listen to them. They don't understand yet. But they will.
So tell me, do you want to go? Where it's covered in all the colored lights. Where the runaways are running the night. Impossible comes true. It's taking over you.
Does it bother you that everything you're selling is fake?
Do these smiles seem fake?
We have more protesters every day.
I tried to freaks!
You're risking everything you've built?
Well, how do you think I built it?
The world is ashamed of us. It's everything you
ever need. But you put us in the spotlight. You gave us a real family.
Have you no shame?
Father, the world is changing. It's everything you ever
never made a difference by being like everyone else.
So we saw this movie between Christmas and New Year's. It really is an excellent movie. Why the critics don't like the movie is because they say it's really not true to P.T. Barnum's life. What I said after was, I don't care, right? It's a really, really good movie. So I want to encourage you to go see it if you haven't seen it. But the storyline, without giving anything away, because you find out this very quickly, it's about P.T. Barnum. And P.T. Barnum, as a young child, he's a tailor's son, and he really longs for more. He's a very creative kid. And he meets this young woman who they're working for, Charity, for her family. And they fall in love at a very young age, and they end up getting married later on. She comes from a very wealthy family. He comes from a very poor family. And they have two beautiful little girls, and he has this dream of making the circus. And it's out of his daughters, and they build the circus, and it's this really beautiful thing where people come together and they build community. Now, I have to tell you, when I was watching this movie, knowing especially that the sermon was coming, I couldn't help but think of our community over and over and over again. And I'm going to hit on a few lines that come from the movie in a little bit. But also, as I'm watching the movie, we walk out, and I said to Susan, I'm also thinking about Paul and his letter to the Corinthians. Like, both of these things were sort of weaving through. As a pastor, you can never watch a movie without thinking about a purpose, right? How can we use it for a sermon? But it was weaving together, and it was hitting over and over again Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. These people who he deeply loves. These people who he longs to be with. And many scholars say that this part that I'm going to read you today was knowingly his last words to them. He was offering them the end of what he would say to them. It comes at the end of his second letter, chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So I want to try this morning, I will do my best, to look at this whole concept through the lens of this scripture and through the lens of this movie at the same time. The idea of restoration being like the circus. And I thought I might take three specific phrases that come from the movie and share them with you this morning. And you heard, I believe, all three of them in this preview. Okay, the first one P.T. Barnum says is this. He says, every one of us is special, and nobody is like anybody else. Nobody is like anyone else. What a concept. Every single person matters, but no one is like anyone else. Now, you may have just heard me read in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians at the very end where it said, be of one mind. Right, I used to struggle with this. This seemed contrary to this idea of everybody's special and nobody's like anybody else. It really bothered me, so I wanted to dive more deeply. Was Paul wrong? Am I wrong? Is Barnum wrong? Or are we reading it wrong? So I went more and more deeply, and I went back and actually read the Greek to find out what was going on here. Right? Actually, what's being said here is not everyone think the same and everyone be the same. Actually, Paul is saying, bring your gifts, bring who you are, but let's all have the same goal. Our goal is that everyone might get to experience the love of Christ. That's what he's saying when he says, be of one mind. It's not everybody think exactly the same. This really resonated with me. So how do we live out this idea of every one of us being special, but nobody being like anybody else? Most of us wear name tags. Look around. Your names are different, most of them. Right? Everyone is special. People regularly tell me when they come here, they feel like they belong, like they matter. We don't have to dress in a certain way. We're all in different places on a journey. I was having a conversation recently. I talked to most of our new folks who come to Restoration because I want to know more about why they're here, about why they stay. And I was talking to a young woman, and she said, I have to tell you a little bit about my experience. She said, I pulled in the parking lot, and the very first moment I was in the parking lot, I felt welcomed. Someone was there. I walked in to the building, and I felt welcomed. Someone greeted me at the door. I felt welcomed. I walked into the table. Someone talked to me, and she went on, and I was like, oh, boy, we really talk to people a lot, right? And then she went, and she said, and I got in, and three different people came up and talked to me. They wanted to know my name. They wanted to know part of my story. And she said, but here's the deal. I've gone to many churches. I've tried out different churches, and I've wanted to see what's the right church. So she says, I always come back a second week. And she said, you know what happened the second week? People remembered that I had been there. And she said, that was enough for me. People asked me how my week was. They remembered that I had been there the week before. I long to be part of a church where everyone is special, where everyone matters. Friends, I believe all of us have unique gifts. We all matter. We try here at this church to help people use their gifts so that we can help others experience the grace of God in the midst of community. Keila Settle is the actress who plays the bearded lady in the movie. She becomes one of my favorite characters in the whole movie. But I read an interview with her recently where she was talking about how this movie was really a lot for her to do because she doesn't feel like she is part of any sort of community anywhere. And she said it really was hard for her. She's actually quoted as saying, every day I wake up going, I don't fit in. Like there's no place for her in the world. And she goes on to talk more about how she is very fearful of that reality. Here's what I want to say that I believe about Restoration. You all fit in. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is unique, and that uniqueness makes us love you. I want to tell you about one of my proudest moments of 2017. We had a summer camp here in the building, basketball and cheerleading camp. We had 50 kids come, most of them kids from our community. And there was some tension in that, right? There were some challenges because kids were used to coming to their school and sitting in classrooms, but this was basketball camp and cheerleading camp. And there were a few kids that were really struggling in the camp, having a hard time. And I remember the principal was still here after school one day, and she pulled me aside, and she said, hey, I don't think that kid should be here. She said, I don't think this is the camp for that kid. It's too hard for him. It really doesn't work for him. And I saw a few of our volunteers sort of take that on as a challenge, right? Really. And they loved him. They hung out with him. They spent time with him. He ended up staying the entire week. That was day one. He stayed the entire week and had an incredible experience. Every time I walked into this gym and saw that kid playing basketball, he was smiling. Y'all, that's the church that I want to be a part of. A church where everyone is special, where everyone matters. Our volunteers spent time with him. They met him where he was, and at the end of the day, he had a wonderful experience. Barnum says, every one of us is special, and no one is like anyone else. Here's the second line I want to bring to you this morning. And actually, Zendaya, is that her name? The actress, Zendaya? I don't remember what her name is in the movie, but Zendaya said this in the preview. She said, everyone's got an act. Did you hear that? Everyone's got an act. And frankly, y'all, this is a common phrase that people say about the church. The church has an act. They want something from me. The church is not who they say they are. It's full of hypocrites. The church says they're inclusive, but when it comes down to it, you get where I'm going with this, right? That's the phrase I commonly hear about the church. But the scripture that we read this morning at the end of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians says this, Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Y'all, when I read that scripture, I thought, this is exactly what authenticity looks like. Love one another. Encourage one another. Strive for full restoration with one another. Don't try to be fake with each other. Live in peace. These are the words of a genuine community. I think, and look, we're not perfect at this, I get it. But I think that we are a community that longs for our actions to match our words. We're a community that longs to transform this community around us. We don't just worship in this school because it's a nice, warm place to worship. We think it's important that we impact the lives of the children. It's why we now have 11 children in this school who have mentors that didn't have them before. And the principal tells me it's actually starting to make a difference. It's why kids who would otherwise be hungry on the weekends are not hungry. It's why the teachers now have a coffee pot in their teacher's lounge because that would make them happy. And it's why parents had dinner when they came here to a parent seminar. And friends, I could go on and on and on and on. That's just in the school. There's no act when it comes to us in our relationship with Forest Edge. Not everyone has an act. Says everyone's got an act, and my response back to that is not here. Here's the third line that I want to give you this morning that P.T. Barnum says. It says, no one ever made a difference by being like everyone else. Hey, Ashley, will you do me a favor? You come up here? I didn't tell her I was going to do this. Turn this way. Nope, the other way. What does the back of her shirt say? Says not just, thank you, didn't she do well? Let's give her a hand. Not just another church. Actually, it's on the back of our trailer too. Restoration is different. We're different from other places that I've experienced. We're a church that wants to change the world. We're mighty in the ways that we're transforming the community around us. And here's how I know this. It's not just because we're doing things. Last year, in 2017, a young woman died in this community, a young Muslim woman. And we were called, we were the church that was called to come and respond. Restoration was called to come and offer words from the Christian community. Restoration was called to come and provide dinner for that community at Cedar Ridge. When Cornerstones was contacted by the county to start this new program called Opportunity Neighborhood, do you know who the church they called was to partner with? It was Restoration. Look, this is not to say every other church is bad and we're good. It's to say that we are not just another church. God is doing something in this community with restoration. God is calling us to respond, and that's what we're doing. Friends, we're not just here to take up real estate in Reston. We're here to make a difference in this place. We're a church that's about making a difference. Striving for full restoration is not just about our relationship with God. It's about our relationship with one another and about our relationship with the community. I believe so deeply that we're all on a journey. And listen, the good news is we're not stopping at year three. There's so much more to be done. When I walk through the halls of this school, there are so many more kids who don't have mentors that could use them. There are so many people in our community that are hungry. There are people who are still living on the street in Reston and don't have a home to live, and I could go on and on and on. There are people in our community who still don't have a community, who don't have people that love them, who aren't experiencing the grace and love of Jesus Christ. We still have more work to do. Keila Settle, I told you, she's one of my favorite characters in the movie. Again, she plays the bearded lady. And that point at the end when I won't tell you what's going on, but things are not looking good. And she says to P.T. Barnum, she said, you gave us a real family. You gave us a real family. I believe that if you're someone here today and you're looking for real community, you're looking for real people, you're looking for a real family, that this is the place that you want. And here's the deal about the word family. Here's part of the problem with the word family. Sometimes when you say family, it means we're closed. No, this is like a big Greek family. Everybody's welcome. Come and experience this place called Restoration. Actually, come and experience these people called Restoration, because it's not about a place. I believe that God is doing something really big, and I can't wait to celebrate year 4 when it comes along. I can't wait to see all that God continues to do. If you're looking for a community that will love you and one that wants to change the world, this is the place. And I pray that you will experience that.